It's 9:30 a.m. local time here in the UK on the 20th of May 2026. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. Advisors are urging the UK government to set a maximum working temperature. It's being reported that air conditioning will become unavoidable in parts of England as summer heat becomes unbearable. The BBC is reporting that a fall in energy bills will affect UK inflation, which will change to 2.8%. The UK government is urging supermarkets to cap grocery prices. The Guardian reporting that UK supermarkets are being urged to consider voluntary price caps on essential foods. Russian oil sanctions are being loosened as fuel prices rise is another major story across The Guardian, The Telegraph and The Times this morning. Meanwhile, local media is saying that there's a nurse who faces being struck off, that means removed from the register of those who can work as nurses, after she said that Jewish patients were tight with money. The nurse, who the tribunal heard is from Nigeria, showed a consistent theme and pattern of trying to minimize her anti-Semitic comments. Also in the news, a vegan student aged 21 committed suicide after suffering from delusions caused by vitamin deficiency. And Spanish tourism chiefs call for the 90-day post-Brexit limit, which applies to British people who travel to Spain, to be scrapped. Petrol prices are now at the highest level since the start of the Iran war, according to LBC. And British Airways demands £10 million from Heathrow over a baggage fiasco. Dozens of romance scammers have been arrested after a specialist fraud squad investigation. Adverts for DNA self-swab kits have been banned as misleading for sexual assault victims. Arsenal continue to celebrate, that's the football team here in the UK, after winning the Premier League, the first time in 22 years. Meghan Markle shares pictures of the heartwarming couple celebrating their 8th wedding anniversary. Meanwhile, the King wants a royal hip-hop lesson after being wooed by performances during his surprise visit to Belfast. And that's the news from the UK. The weather, damp, cold, and generally wet. I'm Joseph McTaggart.